discuss the matters of importance today, tonight, and that we would be able to serve this community in the best way possible. Grateful for our nation and for all the blessings we receive being citizens of this great nation. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, Mr. Chair.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm good.
Roll call.
Okay.
Want to introduce the town board members for the last meeting of 2016? Start down at the end.
You're
Alan Johnson.
Alan Johnson. Y'all know Alan? And his protege
last
is...
Last meeting.
Last meeting?
Last meeting for AJ.
Oh, yes, last meeting for AJ. Last meeting for me. So you don't have to be putting up with me any longer. Gene's going to be here forever, and Ann's going to be here forever. What about you?
Not forever, but for a while.
Okay. And I don't know, I can't say for AJ, but it's been a real pleasure, and it's been an honor to be here. And I couldn't think of a better outfit to represent or to help with anything I can. And AJ?
It's been definitely been an eye-opener. It's been a fun experience. I've enjoyed doing it. I wish I had more time, to be honest.
Okay, thank you.
There'll be more to come for that.
Okay, county staff introductions.
Janice Redondo, Commissioner, Marilyn Kirkpatrick's office.
Cool.
And Marilyn, Commissioner Marilyn Kirkpatrick is also in the audience.
She's pretty low-key.
Very informal.
I am there. I see I'm behind the podium.
Okay, public comment. It's period to vote to comments, general public, and no discussion action. So, any public comment?
Not related to, it doesn't matter at this point.
As long as you give us your name. Has to be on here.
Well, back to minutes on 7.
Oh, sure.
Joint Street of Logandale. We've got the two sets of minutes, one that shows the names and which I made reference to the fact that I didn't like the second set of minutes that doesn't show anything at all of the lack of transparency. And I just wondered if anything came of it as just saying board said instead of a specific board member. We don't know who said what when we're reading the minutes later. Does anything come of that?
May I address? Yes, actually. Names are going back in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody else? Great. Approval of the October 12th, 2016 and November 9th, 2016 minutes.
I make a motion to approve.
For both?
For both.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Motion's been made and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passed. Approval of agenda for December the 28th, 2016.
I'll make that motion.
Second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and second. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Passed. Wow. We're going to get right to the cake. Such a man. Breach at Mill Pond Update.
Mr. Chair, I will tell you it isn't really an update, but Amelia gave everyone a copy. You remember Victoria Costin was at our last meeting or the meeting before that inquiring about the Army Corps of Engineers several years ago. We had a bit of a meeting here, and some of the, not levees, what's it called? The dikes,
okay, dikes.
That were made up there back from and, Levitt days
right.
And all of that had been breached per orders of Army Corps. And so our gal in Irene Navis in our emergency management department has been working with several different departments. And here is your update on paper, and I'm going to leave it here for anyone to see. It's a matching grant to do the flood study to put those safeguards back in place out there. What is that, west of Cottonwood? So the study from Public Works and Regional Flood with the ability to come up with the proper method for the solution is underway, and then the future grants and capital funds are going to be pursued to cover the repair costs, and Irene is our contact on that. So we will keep prodding her to get updates on this probably quarterly, and I'll just keep, continue to report back to you.
Good.
Okay. Thank you.
Planning and zoning. UC 0797-16, Terrell Family Trust, use permit for a proposed accessory structure detached garage within the front yard, where an accessory structure is only allowed in the front yard if architecturally compatible with the principal building on 11.2 acres in an RU open rural land zone in Community District 5, generally located on the west side of Anderson Street and the south side of Willow Avenue within the Northeast County Moapa. You're here.
The description's actually a little bit misleading. It's actually on the side of my house, not the front yard. It's on the east side of my house.
Can you identify yourself, please, and your address?
Pardon me?
Identify yourself and your address.
Oh, I'm Alan Terrell, 1435 North Anderson Street.
Thank you.
Perfect, thanks.
But when I built the road in there 30 years ago to build my house, the Anderson Street drive of that easement was where I built my road. So technically, my address is on Anderson Street, but my house is actually on Willow, but I access it on Anderson Street. I've got 11.3 acres, most of which lies in the floodplain, and my house is built up on a hill above the river, and the only place level enough and big enough to build my shop is on the east side of my house, which would be off Anderson Street. I bought a site plan and some other information if you'd like to look at it.
Sure, maybe bring it up, please.
I also brought two letters from my neighbors on each side who have similar shops saying they're okay with it. Sits here. This is Willow to the north. This is Anderson Street on the east. I exit with a private driveway off the easement here into my house. The proposed building would be 134 feet from my house on this little level spot here and 50 feet off the right-of-way. And it would be similar color to my house. It would be a two-bay shop. This is Gary Marshall's typical metal building, 6540. And so, even though technically by address, it's the front of my house, it's actually the side of my house, and I don't have anywhere else I can build it because all of this down here is floodplain. So,
okay.
I'm trying to get a over here.
Anybody have any questions?
No, I read through this, and I see another thing that you had on here, and staff recommends approval. I don't see where there's an issue on any part of this.
Thank you. Was there anybody else would like to comment on this before we open it up between us? Great. Okay. I'd like to have somebody make a motion.
I'll make the motion. I make the motion that we grant the use permit to build an accessory detached garage on the east side of your building as it shows on those plans with no conditions.
I'll second.
Thank you. Motion's been made and second.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carried.
Mr. Chair, if I might, Mr. Terrell, it's on. If your item is on the consent agenda for the Planning Commission meeting, I'm going to call you and talk to you. It is actually the commissioner's new Planning Commissioner's first meeting that night. But if you're on consent and the commissioner speaks with the Planning Commissioner and he's fine with it, I'm not going to have you drive down to Las Vegas for the 3.5 minutes you'll be there for them to approve the consent items. So I have your phone number on here. 493 is the cell number. I'll call you and let you know if you have to go or not. Okay, you're welcome. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. General business.
Well, you guys are making this easy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. I have general business.
Okay.
I do. That's why the commissioner's here. So she has...
Can I move that for you? Or
no, because she's coming up now. She has something to present. I've, of course, had the pleasure of working with both Mike and AJ on the town board and have seen you at your job as a volunteer fireman and, of course, as a police officer, and I'm just absolutely honored and proud to call you both friends, and I'm going to miss you something awful on this town board. So thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And from our office as a whole, you know, we really do appreciate what you guys do, especially trying to juggle public safety and look out for the residents when it comes to their issues. So we wanted to give you a little going away gift, and, you know, they add up. But so, Mike, we know that you've served 9 years on the fire department. Somebody asked you a question today because we were struggling. But we think that your service is not done. You're just going to do something different. So we look forward to still being a partner with you in so many ways. And our number's not changing. So
thank you very
congratulations.
Much.
And maybe you'll come back.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, you never know. Go over here.
I do not ever know.
And AJ, we know that you have been busy for about over 20 years. So we know that the time is, we have so many things going on, but we think that you're still going to be around too. And we really want you guys to know that we think of you as family. So and we appreciate what you do, because you don't have to be here, but you choose to be here to make the community better. So for us,
thank you.
We appreciate what you guys do, and you know, we'll have you do something different before you know it. So we brought you a cake to share with everybody else, because you've done the community well, and these three will hold down the fort and bring everybody else along, and we have a lot of good to keep going. So
are you sure this is the right person? Because I'm from California.
Janice,
supposed to meet.
You're from here.
Did you read this? It has all kinds of nice things to say.
Yes, yeah. I read it.
You're from California.
Oh, very nice.
Wow. Okay. Comments by the general public. Now's the time. Man, we are going to have, like, cake
soon. I
see
you bought a show. Are you going to show us?
I did, but I don't know when I'm supposed to show up.
This would be
that's
it.
The time.
Is now the time we do anything?
Yes.
Where should I sit it on this desk or shine it on that wall? Which wall?
Well, I'll turn off these lights on the front, yeah, and we can move that table wherever it's comfy for you to.
Well, just slide that one back. There you go. There's a plug right there.
Is this your childhood growing up photos or something?
I don't know.
We're on the exhibit, our exhibit.
I'm hoping it's showing AJ giving his grandma a ticket.
AJ giving tickets, it won't be me, I'm sure.
My name's Nick Bowler, 2120 Liston Avenue, Hogandale. Tonight, my wife and I and Steve Paskey and Lori, a neighbor, we're coming to the board tonight to ask for some consideration on a situation in our neighborhood with the roads. And my son has talked to Mrs. Kilpatrick about this situation on Pike. There's an Old Mills Road and Tank Road. They're all dirt roads. And they go to Logandale Trails. And the traffic on those roads, and what I want to show you is what it's like in our neighborhood when now it's almost day, well, it is every day. It's not just two houses on the end of a dirt road. I mean, this is a high traffic area every day. So I wanted to show you what we put up with and then see what we can do. So
I
Yeah, can we turn those backlights off a little bit? Do those backlights go off?
They're right there on the wall.
Right here, okay.
I'll let you see where you're going to go first. Now, I'm standing in front of my house right now, looking towards the west, and you can see the clouds of dust. This is going up to the corner where Old Mills Road and looking back towards Loganville Trails. And you can just see how much dust is just there constantly. And you can go through this real quick, but I mean, you get an idea. I mean, this is, you can hardly see through it. And my wife has asthma. She takes 2 breathing treatments a day, and that's looking from the main highway back towards the Old Mills Road as they just leave trails of dust. It's right at sundown, so you can't some of them looking into the west. There you can see the road going up to the Old Mills Trails. It just covers dust over the fields, over the whole neighborhood. You can see now that's looking north. And that just drifts across and I about 100 yards to the right. There's my house as you look through the cloud. And it's motorcycles, four wheels, trucks. As soon as vehicles, a lot of times if they're already in their four wheelers and things, as soon as they hit the dirt road, they become off-roaders and they start spinning and doing, I mean, they just kick up dust. That's part of the thrill of the ride. And that goes on all the time. And so that's good enough, I think you've seen.
Well, I want to thank you on behalf of AJ and I for you not taking pictures of us going up the road.
Well, we know Loganville Trails is a real popular thing, and we're not opposed to anything. What we're asking is, you know, I don't know how it works that we get roads paved that need or put something on the road that would pavement would be the best, and we don't want it all the way to Loganville Trails. But then, Steve, this is my neighbor Steve Paskey. Why don't you come up? And he kind of measured just if you went from where the gravel starts to the up to Loganville Trails to the just past all the house past Bob
Smiley's
place, you know, just past his place away, and then up just the tank road the other way is how much?
It's about half a mile.
About half a mile.
Steve Paskey.
Yeah.
And I live at 2190 Tank Road. Which when he showed that first picture, he was looking right across just on the other side of the railroad tracks here too, and like kind of what Nick is saying is it used to just be on weekends, and like when the big shows come up and everything else, like he showed that as one thing, but now it's every single day. I mean, it's and even today during the week, I mean, there's a constant stream of cars going up and down that road and everything else, and that, and I was also wondering if there's some way that we could put it partly of that little section of North Pioneer, which is just on the other side of the railroad tracks there, which is what we have to turn on to get down to Tank Road, because Tank runs parallel with Liston. You just got to go on the other side. And just past Ann Hardy's place right there, it's about, I'm saying probably about 600 feet just up there. And that's exactly what they do. As soon as they hit the black, or as soon as they hit the gravel, they think they're in the backcountry and stuff like that. And I actually talked to the local police department too, and asked them about it, coming down there and watching it. And they just said, unfortunately, enforcement isn't going to fix it because there's no way they can be there all the time. And there's so many connecting trails. That's part of the problem is all the connecting trails from down here, they go on the other side, they get over on North Pioneer, and they come down, that's to get over to the other side over there. So we get a constant stream of four-wheelers. And that's the main track for the four-wheelers. But it's kind of interesting, when they come down Liston, when it's paved, they go nice and slow, but like Nick said, as soon as they hit the gravel, then they just think it's wide open and they just take off. So.
So we'd like some comment from you. I mean, is there any, there's a couple things.
Partners of Conservation here, what, a year and a half ago, got the opportunity to be the stewards over Loganville Trails. And we tried to, on the big weekends, to water the roads, and we did that for a while on those big weekends until we lost the use of the water truck. We're not able to use that anymore.
Can I say something, too? They did try watering, like you say, that dries up in just a
little bit of time. I know,
yeah,
I mean.
It's just right back. With so much traffic, it really doesn't do
well. There's option two here is also, Partners of Conservation is trying to apply for a grant.
FLAP.
And what's it called?
FLAP.
FLAP.
F-L-A-P.
It's an FLAP grant, and it's basically to provide access to recreation areas. And that could be a paved access, and so we're currently trying now to see if we can get some paving to reduce the problem that you guys are all having and get as much paving as we can get up there, up past High Arabian and on up as far as we can get it based on whatever grant that we could get.
Okay.
And so we're working on that right now.
Okay, so that's what, I don't think we were quite aware of what was being done, so that's good.
Right now, that's our best chance, uh-huh, if we can get that grant, because it's specific to that type of need.
Mr. Chair, if I can.
How does the county do their work in the valley as far as roads and things like that? Do they just decide where they want to do it?
There's a list.
Yeah, we make a list. We bring it here.
Get on the list?
Yes, of course you can. However, what Gene just told you, a few years ago, we worked with the federal government and this FLAP funds, mm-hmm, and we paved Corn Creek Road, and they said that would never be done. Not in my lifetime would Corn Creek Road be paved. But it has an education center, and the school kids couldn't go because the buses won't go on dirt roads. Sure. So I'm working with Elise with all that great information we have from the Corn Creek Road paving to try and get exactly where you're talking about. Now, I'm not sure about Tank, Steve. That might have to be a county.
Tank to be, because that's just a dead end.
North Pioneer.
Yeah, just North Pioneer.
Okay.
Just that little section, just like 600 feet.
Up and down that Pioneer.
Okay.
Just that 600 feet.
Okay. On Friday, I'm going to go out with our public works guy and take a look and take some pictures and we'll...
And we do have, we're in the process right now, we're trying to get the roads that we approved with the town board's help to even get those going. Those sure have to go out to the first, because sure some of those folks have been waiting 8 to 10 years.
Right.
So there was a little bit of money left over, and we can see if we can try and fast track it. But I mean, at the end of the day, government's very slow,
sure,
and we've been pushing them. But I know we talked to your son about putting some signs in.
Yeah, speed bumps and signs and things. And
to give you 15.
But I don't think they would be.
But to give you an example, when my kids were going to school, and of course, around the fairgrounds wasn't paved, and of course, we didn't have the trail that we have now.
Yeah.
We got it finally through the trails funds that they had out there. We finally got it paid for my grandkids. My kids didn't get to use it, but I started clear when my kids were young to get that started.
Yeah.
And it took us probably, 15 years?
That's not a very good story, Gene.
But I'm talking about the slow part.
We should have come 15 years ago.
It's kind of like that, when do you plant a tree now?
Yes.
It'll be a while before it's big.
It's gotten better, Mr. Chair.
Well, that was all we were here for, is just to kind of see if we can.
But we are definitely working on something
with
that.
I know all the neighbors we've talked to, everyone is supporting to do something, and not that that does anything, but You know, everyone would appreciate something being done.
We've seen the need.
It's a bad situation.
And in fact, Elise is not here tonight because she's working on a grant that is due.
And we've talked to her. She's supported too. I guess everybody's just
for sure.
And I think we all feel the same. Saturday mornings, you look over here and it's just dusty. So yeah. I think we agree.
Well, I don't think there's any place in the valley that has as dusty as that place is. There isn't. There's no place that does what that place does because it is heavily traveled now. Everybody knows about Loganville Trails, and they come in mass. And so I think if there's a priority list, that's got to be in consideration.
And Mr. Chair, if I can.
It's not a healthy situation,
You're absolutely right. And the commissioner,
I see people have to get a full water trucks when they clear 100 yards of dirt. And we got a road that is twice as dusty as anything any construction site ever thought of being.
Going almost every day. When the commissioner got here, the roads list, and even prior to her, we had looked at what sense does it make, how many homes are on it, is it connected to another paved road, and not to hurt anyone that's been on the list for 20 years, but when you've got something so heavily traveled with so many, homes on it and vehicles.
Well, we had the same problem when we went around the fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. There's not any homes to speak of around there, but it was definitely well traveled.
Yeah.
Especially during the fair time, and so that's why those roads got paved.
I think that area right there, that's one of the most used spots in the whole valley, and that brings a lot of tourists.
Well, it is
the ambulance
that goes
once
a week up there. and they're going as fast as they can.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, that's all we had. I don't know if any other.
Okay.
What should we expect, or do we need to do anything? Is there anything us as citizens can do on this, or?
I might call on you.
Help, and what I don't want to do is set false expectations, because if I don't have the money to do it,
no, I understand
all we'll do is make everybody mad, right? And
sure.
That doesn't work.
And that's why we're hoping that grant will come through.
So what we'll do is we'll follow up with you next week to see how close we are with the new administration coming in. There's bound to be lots of changes. We don't even know. I'll just tell you that the governor is cutting all highway funding. We might be able to get someone to end-time at least a portion of it, but we'll look on some things for a short-term fix as well as a long-term fix.
Okay. Ralph?
Ralph Saria, Logan.
Okay, sit down.
What about oil? Because they used to do that. We used to, you know, do some of the dirt roads, coat them with oil, which usually keeps the... And I don't know if that's possible.
First thing I tried to do is mag chloride, and we use it on pit roads, and it helps to keep the water in the... It gets messed up if it rains, but don't rain a whole lot here. But they wouldn't allow it. BLM wouldn't allow it.
They wouldn't allow it either?
No, they wouldn't allow the mag chloride.
And I know Bob Smiley did that to that road all the way past his house with some oil type treatment, the dust retardant stuff, and the county told him he couldn't do that anymore.
Right.
He had to quit doing it because it did help with that.
Right.
He was told he couldn't lay it down anymore.
Right, and so that was kind of a roadblock, and that would have been a lot cheaper than oil or anything else that we was doing, but then we could come with water once in a while, and it would hold the moisture. And that's how we kept the pit roads that we had where they weren't dusty, because we'd put down this mag chloride that we'd get. But they wouldn't allow us to do it.
And maybe, you know, air quality has some new rules that everybody has to follow, but air quality tomorrow to see if they have even some dollars that they can help with.
Mr. Terrell?
I would just kind of suggest what Gene talked about. They put magnesium chloride on that thing once in a while. Cut the dust down.
It makes a big, huge difference, but
huge
we couldn't get it past BLM.
Very often, and they pull the dust down.
Is there a reason you can't use that?
I don't know.
Probably the health hazard of it, especially
it's
if she's got asthma.
Well, what's the dust?
Yeah. I understand. We're allowed to do it on our pit roads. We've done it for a lot of years, so, but.
So it's oil or nothing?
Well, I'm not sure that it's just oil or nothing.
I mean, pavement, asphalt.
We'll have to look into it. Any other comments? Okay, I'm under general business. and this is difficult for me because I'm not really a very good speaker, as you all know. But I would like to let all you know that Gene has been nothing but supportive to me and helped me many a times and has taught me a lot on this job. These three down here have been nothing but great to work with. We've never argued. We all kind of support the same.
Not in public.
Not even off. Even AJ down there, you know, he so many times has been good to me, but as a town board, you couldn't ask for a better town board. This one next to me, she is on it. She is there. She supports you. She'll stick me in the foot or kick me and tell me when I should and shouldn't do something, and I love it. And you think I'm going to stop? No. Joe over there with the water company as the fire department, he is superb. There was many a time I've used thousands of gallons of our water, and all he did was tell me, Mike, just send me a little note, and I did. And Mrs. Kirkpatrick, I've not really got a chance to know her, but what little bit I do know of her, her heart and her soul is in our valley. Believe me, she's here to help us. She's done so many things that you're not even aware of that I see in a quick note. She's on it. And, you know, the rest of you I enjoy as my town as town people, but there's my last and final person in this room that I went to many years ago, and I said to him, one time in Las Vegas, I was the head of a union for 12 years, and I learned about the news. And I'd made a comment, and the next morning the whole Las Vegas Strip was on strike, and I had to go to that news guy and tell him, you know, that's not what I told you. He made it sound better. And I really didn't talk to news people, but our town newspaper, Vern, I went to him and I asked him, 9 years ago that if he ever, if I ever commented anything for him to please change it or make me look good. And I'm going to tell you, out of everybody in this room, Vern has done nothing but take good care of me, and we have a great progress. So now with general business over, I feel like I can close this. So thank you, guys.
And don't forget training January 7th for the three remaining standing, sitting members.
Oh, it's in town. It's a water company.
Las Vegas Valley Water District.
Is that where it's at?
Yep.
Valley View. And
yep. What time is it?
Charleston Valley View.
I wish I could be there.
January 7th.
You can come with us. January 7th, Saturday. I want to say coffee and donuts or something, or at 8. You're going to have to call Amelia, because she's got the...
All right.
I don't think I can be there.
Ay, Chihuahua.
I got a grandson being baptized. That stake baptism is January 7th, isn't it? Pretty sure it is.
You get a lot of nods out there.
I got a stake baptism. I got a grandson that's going to get baptized, and I need to be to it.
Okay.
It's what time's the training?
Probably 9 a.m.
Okay, I'm fine. The baptism's at 4 in the afternoon.
Oh, gosh, thank you.
But I'll have my whole family here, but I think I could probably do it. Huh?
You need training?
Well, I've been to it.
He's going to help us train.
He's going to train the others.
He's going to help us.
I've been doing it for about 20 years, but yeah.
Well, you please think about it, Gene, because we absolutely will find someone else if you want to be with your family. We absolutely get that. That's first. Yeah.
Okay.
I may be in lots of trouble. I could tell already. All right.
Okay. We'll talk again.
The next meeting date is January the 11th, 2017.
Yay.
And if there's nothing further, I'm going to adjourn the meeting. Thank you very much.
Yay.
Okay, have